Really, Barbara's story said so much of what I want to say and what we all experience at some point. Teachers are famous for it, of course, trying to have a significant effect on someone's life for probably only a year, maybe seeing them in the hallway for a few years more, and then seldom finding what becomes of them. It's more poignant in some cases than others. Since June 30th will be my last day as your minister, and after that I'll be keeping a healthful distance for a while until you can settle in with your next parish minister, settled parish minister. Well, we have some things to do together over those 5 months in order to have a good goodbye. Mostly we'll have celebrations and the usual work of the congregation and good conversations. There are a few developmental tasks. Forgive each other any hurts. Ask for forgiveness. Express our thanks. And express our love. I'll talk more about those on future Sundays. I hope that as we all move through the stages of separation, that by June 30th, gratitude will come to dominate. The sheer good fortune of having been able to accompany each other through some passage of our lives and travel alongside. Long ago, when there was a huge for the world, but much, much smaller city, about 100 to 200,000 people, in the spot that is now known as Mexico City. It was the Aztec city of Tenochtitlan. And it was a wonder of the world. Like Venice or Amsterdam, it was crossed and connected by canals. Canals were its transportation, its system for accessing fresh water, since a lot of the water was sort of salty and murky, its agriculture based on floating islands, which Aztec engineers designed and tended. Not much of that remains in the enormous, sprawling world capital that is Mexico City today. But in one area, Xochimilco, there are still canals. Of course, at this point, they're there mostly just for enjoyment, for tourists, Mexican or from far away. The district of Xochimilco is crossed by these canals, and the canals are filled with boats that are brightly colored, many different colors of paint, each proclaiming its name in painted, decorated letters over the bow. Matilda, Rosario, Conchita, usually a woman's name, celebrating this boat is not just a thing, it's a person. And you get on a boat, and it's like it's a whole micro society, because these boats hold a dozen or two people. And so you get on with your big party of family and friends, or with a group of strangers who soon come to know each other. And every few minutes as you go along the canals, you pass another boat. And briefly, you see the life there. A family party, a pair of lovers in the stern trying to get a little privacy in this beautiful place, children leaning over the side. You glimpse them, and they glimpse you. If you're going along in the same direction, maybe you smile and even exchange words, travel together for a little while. We've had a lot more than that. 22 years, if you were here when I arrived, and amazing things have happened to me in my life. This has been the whole middle section of my life. I hope it's the middle. Hope there's a lot more to come. Joy and I were married right here right about where I'm standing right now. We and all of you welcomed our child as a newborn when she was 10 days old and came to her first service. She will be 18 in a month. 22 years is a long time in any life. And yet we still come into just a piece of the story. It's underway as we meet, and it's still unfolding as we part. And that's what it's been like here. As I reached my decision to go from this little inkling of a, gee, wouldn't it be nice to have more time, like my retired spouse does, to, huh, maybe I could really do this thing, I was constrained by this traveling together for a really long time. When I arrived here, a member of the congregation was pregnant. That child was born and grew from infancy to toddlerhood. I have a vivid memory of Kay Pauling bending down to her and saying, "How old are you?" And the little girl said, Kay said, "3." And I thought, this is what I'm here for, that interaction. She grew from all the way up to a young leader, first sitting in the children's auction with her Skittles and auction and bidding, and then leading the other little kids, the littler kids, and doing it. Now she's in college, she's well launched, hardly see her anymore. And I still want to know what happens next. And the thing is that others arrived so that I could say, well, I saw that one through this period of her life, and she's off on her own. Hope we'll find her own congregation somewhere where she settles. But then other people came along, and they had babies too, or brought them with them. They were in the middle of their story. For a long time, I thought, well, I can't leave while we're in the middle of things. And then I realized it was always going to be like this, and always had been. We came into the middle of one another's stories, and that's how we will part. What a blessing so many people of this congregation gave me in letting me into their lives when they had already had a relationship with my predecessor in this settled position, Ken Collier, or Kurt Kuwald, who was the interim for 2 years and very beloved. He arrived, he spoke here from this pulpit. His first Sunday was the Sunday after 9/11. You know, relationships are forged in fire. And so many people, despite being sorrowful that they'd had to say goodbye to Ken and then Kurt, they opened their lives to me as well, as they have to the other ministers with whom I've had the privilege of working here. And so it will go with the next minister, ministers. We don't know yet who that will be. That's a big unknown in the life of a congregation and its members. I hope that a minister is somebody you can always come tell your troubles to, share your vulnerabilities with, as well as, of course, celebrating. And it's hard to do that with somebody you've never met. But there are really amazing people out there. There are so many. There are colleagues I've never met. I know them only as sort of icons on social media and a little anecdote about them. And I know I could pour out my troubles to any of them. And receive the help I needed. And this congregation is good at picking good ministers. And, of course, you have the continuing, loving, wise presence of your other minister, as well as amazing lay leaders and staff and community ministers. Those transitions are hard, though. I just keep thinking of those boats. Ministers come and go. And the congregation is something that precedes all of them and carries on after them as well. Guided not ultimately by a person, but by its mission, by what we gather for, why we're here, what we say at the beginning of each service, the things that we do together to deepen our spiritual lives. Tend the world, care for each other, learn from each other. The people remain, though, of course, members ebb and flow too, coming in and going out with the vicissitudes of life, sustaining and being sustained by the mission. Teachers may feel it most intensely. Congregations may feel it at moments like this. But here's the bad news and the good news. This is our lives, floating by on boats that we try to make beautiful and give charming names, floating with certain companions for a while and seeing others with whom we travel for a stretch. And trying to keep in touch. Thanks, Joe, for that wonderful example of what you can do even after 50 years absence and silence. But sometimes we just don't know. And that's what we're here to do, to learn how to live with the transience of life, to taste the sweetness of those moments. When you look across to the other boat, and the person there has an expression on their face just like you know you have on yours. You have a moment of connection, and then you go. In my theory of congregation as microcosm, the place that we practice what we need in all of our lives, I hope over the next 5 months we can really sink into that practice of how do we love and let go? How do we give thanks and say goodbye? How do we talk about the things that make tears come to our eyes? With gratitude. Gratitude that we had that time with a student and could make a difference in his troubled life. Gratitude that other people touch ours. Because in the end, with almost everybody we know, that's what we have. We come into the middle of the story, they come into the middle of ours. And it is such a blessing. May we know it to be so.